MCZ Motorsports 250 for April 29th, 2005. All the motorsports news and opinion you need in 250 seconds. We start off with Formula One, where the European races got underway with the San Marino Grand Prix at Imola. Fernando Alonso scored his third straight win in a fabulous race where he fought off the hard-charging Michael Schumacher in the resurgent Ferrari F2005. After a mistake in qualifying, Schumacher started 13th on the grid and spent most of the early laps trapped behind his brother Ralph in the Toyota. But Kimi Raikkonen's pole-sitting McLaren fell out with a half-shaft failure, and Schumacher just tore through the field in the final third of the race, dispatching Jenson Button to take second, and then climbing all over the back of Alonso for the final 12 laps. But Alonso was not to be denied, and in a great piece of driving kept Schumacher behind him, even though Schumacher clearly had the faster car. A changing of the guard? Most definitely. There was controversy, however, after the race. First, the stewards announced a 25-second penalty against Ralf Schumacher for blocking Nick Heidfeld, which pushed him from 8th place and the final championship point down to 11th. The much bigger controversy, however, involved Jenson Button's BAR, which was scrutinized after the race for quite some hours, much longer than usual, and was found to be underweight. And this has major implications for the BAR team. If the car is found to be running with fuel as ballast, which is strictly against the rules, and was found to be running underweight during the race, they stand the chance of actually being disqualified from the entire championship, as was done to the Toyota Rally team several years ago. Stay tuned for more on that after the hearing May 4th. The other F1 news of note was the announcement by the Red Bull team that they will be running Ferrari engines in the back of the cars in 2006 and 2007. This means that the long-rumored switch by Sauber to BMW is on the cards. The first ever GP2 races were held in support of the Imola Grand Prix, the maiden race being taken by Arden International's Heikki Kovalainen. He is one of the Red Bull Junior drivers. He was followed home by Jose Maria Lopez and the other Red Bull driver, American Scott Speed. In the second heat, Adam Carroll took a convincing win over Alexander Primat, with Heikki Kovalainen taking his second podium of the day in third. At the American Le Mans Series event at Road Atlanta, Porsche finally confirmed its decision to go ahead and enter a LMP2 class car, debuting later this year at the Petit Le Mans, October 1st. It'll run again at Laguna Seca, October 16th, the surprise being that it'll be run by the Penske Motorsports team, who will contest the entire series in 2006, before Porsche makes the cars available to customers in 2007. NASCAR's young guns continue to lead the way, with Kurt Busch taking the win at Phoenix International Raceway April 23rd. Jimmy Johnson still leads the championship, with Busch in second and Greg Biffle in third. Series veteran Jeff Gordon in fourth, Elliott Sadler in fifth, and Mark Martin on his farewell season in a commendable sixth. That's it for this edition of the MCZ Motorsports 250. Visit us on the web at www.mcz.com/F1. See you soon.